Democrats have been harassing Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell with chants of Moscow Mitch for the past week. And that continued at the Fancy Farm picnic last weekend. The tag refers to McConnell's refusal to take up election security bills. As Capitol reporter Rylan Barton says, unlike McConnell's other nicknames, this one has gotten under his skin.
It was 90 degrees in the shade at Fancy Farm, but Christina Trosper was still sporting her Russian-style Say Niet to Moscow Mitch fur hat.
Okay, my hat is an ode to Mitch McConnell and his apparent love for all things Russia.
Trosper is a teacher from Knox County, a five-hour drive from Fancy Farm. She called McConnell un-American, saying he's ground Congress to a halt and encouraged division.
As a lifelong Kentuckian, I think it's time that we gave him his chance. He got in power, he got into his leadership position, and he's turned his back on the hardworking people of this state.
Democrats have latched on to the Moscow Mitch line. The state Democratic Party says it raised more than $200,000 in the first 2 days that it sold merchandise with the nickname on its website. McConnell has denounced the fervor over the tag as modern-day McCarthyism and has tried to flip the insult back at his detractors. Here he is during a brief press gaggle ahead of the Fancy Farm event, criticizing opponents for wearing Soviet-stylized Moscow Mitch t-shirts.
So that ought to tell you something about where they want to take the country with the Green New Deal, Medicare for All. Their old agenda would fundamentally change the country into something it's never been. So I think them wearing shirts with communist flags on it makes a lot of sense.
Last month, the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee released a report warning that there's still a threat of election interference and urging Congress to address the situation. When asked if he would support a different election security bill, McConnell said that enough has already been done to deter Russian meddling.
We've sent $300 million down to the state. They might just spend it all. We had a successful election in 2018. Our whole national security apparatus is pushing back against the Russians. They know they can't mess with us successfully again.
During the Fancy Farm picnic, Democratic candidate for treasurer Michael Bowman dug at McConnell over the Russia issue.
It was a little dangerous getting on the stage today because I nearly tripped over the leash that the Russians put on Mitch McConnell.
McConnell's opponents chanted Moscow Mitch during the entirety of his six-minute speech at Fancy Farm. McConnell ignored the chants, but instead embraced another one of his monikers that his critics have tagged him with in the past.
That's why I call myself the Grim Reaper. I'm killing their socialist agenda.
Christina Trosper, the teacher from Knox County, said she thinks that Democrats have the better party to unite the state and country.
I'm a social studies teacher, and I know how government's supposed to work, and I know that even though we disagree on which exit to take, we're all on the same highway, and we've forgotten that, and I blame him a lot for that.
McConnell is running for his seventh term in office next year. I'm Rylan Barton in Fancy Farm,